You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it.
Quote for today.
Let's start with a quote from George W. Bush. You remember him, right? This is about the Kyoto Protocol, an international attempt back around 2000 to start down the road towards addressing issues of greenhouse gas emissions and climate change. As a quick refresher, we are the only significant country who did not ratify the protocol. In any case, with Paris 2015, the Kyoto Protocol has been abandoned for that Paris Agreement, which doesn't have any binding emission targets or timetables, an agreement that even an oil tycoon could love. So here's what President Bush said back then on the Kyoto Protocol. Quote, "The Kyoto Treaty would impose billions of dollars in new costs on American businesses and families. It would put millions of Americans at risk of losing their jobs," close quote. Yes, the oft-quoted claim that we can't address greenhouse gas emissions and still have a strong economy with good jobs. We can. From there, Bush went on to attack the science. Quoting, "The science of climate change is far from settled. There are legitimate scientific differences about the extent to which human activity is contributing to climate change and about the pace and severity of any potential changes," close quote. And finally, on Earth Day 2001, he said, "Let us work together, not as governments bound by treaty, but as people united by a common purpose." Well, we know how that worked out. With that as an historical backdrop, and with a nod to the New Year tradition of paying attention to the state of things, let's take a clear-eyed look at the state of our climate and our efforts to mitigate our human effect 23 years after those Bush comments. In 2000, the CO2 content of the atmosphere was 367 parts per million. Now it's 421 parts per million. In that same time, an already abnormally high atmospheric methane concentration increased by 10%. So despite all the blah, blah, blah about limiting greenhouse gas emissions and working together as people united by a common purpose, we emit more and more greenhouse gases each year. Speaking of blah, 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 this brings us to a brief look at the recent Congress of Parties known as COP28, the only international safeguard between us and us continuing to do what we've been doing. The big success of COP28, basically a trade show for the fossil fuel industry, was that for the very first time in 30 years, the COP declaration used the expression fossil fuel. Here's how Raymond Clemenceau, who was a Swiss representative to early climate conferences and who is now climate politics lecturer at UC Santa Barbara, quoting, "A vague headline that the world has agreed to transitioning away from fossil fuels cannot hide the failure by the richest countries to decide on very concrete steps to phase out fossil fuels and provide the promised financial support for the poorest countries. Such language adopted 20 years ago would have been impressive. Today, anything else would have been a devastating failure. And so we limp along to the next annual COP." So to circle back and to be clear-eyed, greenhouse gas emissions are ever increasing, with no nation anywhere taking steps adequate to the problem. The state of our efforts to address climate change is bad and getting worse.
Good news, bad news.
Okay, enough gloom. One happy 2023 development on the legal front is that lawsuits versus fossil fuel giants are starting to gain traction. In a much-watched case, the Supreme Court essentially concluded that cities, counties, states, and tribes can sue fossil fuel companies for damages stemming from climate change in their respective jurisdictions, that those cases don't have to go to federal court. The fossil fuel companies believe that they would be better off in federal court than in state and local courts. The focus of the suits is that the fossil fuel industry knew ages ago that their product was going to result in climate change. They hid this information from the public, and when that fact could no longer be hidden, they minimized possible harms. Now litigants are suing them to pay up. In the United States alone, there are over 20 fossil fuel company and climate-related lawsuits underway. Similar suits have been filed with some success in Europe, South America, and Asia. Here's a good 2023 laugh for you. Four states, Florida, South Dakota, Kentucky, and Iowa, turned down EPA grants that would have provided $3 million for each state to develop and implement plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and other air pollution. Why? Well, in part because accepting the grants might have detracted from their science-denying bona fides. Here's a thought. If you have never commented on a bill pending in the legislature, the legislative session in 2024 is from January through early March, spend a few minutes figuring out how to make a comment or even just say pro or con on a proposed bill. Just do an internet search for Washington State Legislature and you'll find it's easy to do. And in all the murk we live in, there will be a bright spot in your day knowing you raised your voice. Don't know what bills to comment on? Get on the League of Women Voters newsletter list. They'll provide a weekly summary of bills being considered. And that's your Climate 360.